SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
All right, Carver High, let's pick it up again with baseball, all the odds for everything, and tonight's games.
Yes, here's your updated look at the National League. Braves still the favorites, plus 145. Dodgers plus 240, and then everybody else, I guess. I mean, it's a done deal. It's one of those two teams, it looks like, right? It skips all the way to 12-1 and greater for the National League. So you could book the Braves or the Dodgers, Scotty, right now. World Series for one of them.
Well, one of them's going to be there. I think, it smells like, certainly that they would both be headed toward the pennant, at least in the, NLCS. They're the two best teams. I don't think the Braves season's ending because they lost two of three to the White Sox. And I think the Dodgers can beat anybody. The question will be, can the Phillies beat the Braves again? We had John Kincaid say they did it last year. They're going to do it again. I wouldn't be surprised. I think the Brewers proved when Burns was pitching and beat the Reds 1-0 that they're better than the Reds. They're up two games now. They play them three more times. If they kick their ass again, that'll be all she wrote. And then you wonder when they get Woodruff back if they are legit with their pitching and hitting, if their timing is right, could they beat somebody, right? So I think the National League is to be determined.
On the American League side, still the Rays, plus 240. Astros are 4-1. And then the Rangers and Orioles. Orioles still 9-1 to win the American League. 9-1. How do the Orioles have the same number as the Yankees, Scotty? How do the Orioles and the Yankees both 9-1? Amazing.
Well, the Yankees are on there because they are like the college football rankings in the preseason every year when you see Notre Dame, Texas, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia. Miami always gets in there for no reason whatsoever. The Yankees get mentioned in the odds every day because they're supposed to play for championships, but they don't. The Yankees have no chance in Sam Hell of doing anything this year at all. And the Orioles at 9-1 is an absolutely scintillating pick. That is a juicy, giant cake with whipped cream all over it with cherries on top. I'm on the Orioles. And I'll tell you another thing. Toronto's on that list getting no respect either. And I'll buy a piece on them too. Because once you get to the playoffs, anything's possible. With those bats, that pitching, both of those teams are dangerous. I don't care what anybody says.
Best over and under teams in baseball so far this year. We do this every Monday. Dodgers, Reds, Rays, Red Sox, and Orioles. The most overs, Dodgers and Orioles, remember, start a series tonight. So you have two of those five teams with the most overs playing at Camden. And the most unders, Cleveland, Rockies, Mets, Padres, and Brewers, the most unders so far this year.
I'm not betting the Reds and Rays right now. I am taking the Rays tonight because of Dirty Harry. It's a dangerous bet, but a nice price. But they have not been scoring runs, frankly, for 3 weeks. That's why the Orioles got back in it. The best unders, we welcome our radio affiliates to Coast, Sports Byline, all their affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159. Good to have you with us on a Misery Monday on C2C with Carver High. I'm Pharrell. So we're talking about the best over teams, the best under teams. Look, I'm surprised. Look, the Brewers are on that list, but they're winning games 1-0 because of their pitching. So yeah. I don't have a problem with that. The Padres are on that list because they never score runs. Friday they did it. Saturday, Sunday they played three games. They didn't score any runs. The Mets are on that list because they are hairdryer city. The Rockies are on that list because they're the three worst teams in baseball. And the Guardians, I'm surprised they're on that list, to be honest with you, because they are, I think, better than that record indicates.
Well, I think that they just—they're also a team that, you know, they play a lot of low-scoring games. They try to beat you. They don't have a lot of huge bats on that team outside of Ramirez and Naylor. You know, they pitch pretty well. They play a lot of 3-2 games, 3-1 games. That's why the Guardians find themselves in that spot. All right, we have games tonight, of course. Let's do the main event here, and then I'll give you the rest of the slate when we come back from the break. And that would be the Dodgers and the Orioles open a series in Camden. And they open it with both teams throwing young arms. Emmett Sheehan, of course, the Dodgers called him up a few weeks ago, 2-0 with a 4-3 he'll start. And Grayson Rodriguez, one of the Orioles' top prospects, who is coming back up, Scotty. Just got recalled. He got whacked around early in the year back in April. They sent him down to the minors for a couple of months. So he returns to face this Dodger lineup. The Orioles tonight at home minus 120. Dodgers are even money. 9.5 is the total.
I like the Orioles because they've been on fire. And I am worried about Rodriguez. I think he's worried. I think he may have cable in his pants because the last time he was up, he was so bad, they sent him back down. And so he's got to be nervous to perform. He's one of their top pitchers, and he just hasn't done anything. So you know he's tripping. Sheehan's body of work isn't impressive enough to me or big enough to me to, like, get all worked up about him. Like, oh, look at Sheehan with a 4 ERA. He's barely thrown any innings. I'm not going to sit here and act like he's some kind of badass. I think the kid can beat him. I still like the O's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Get the app for SportsGrid in the iTunes store. It's unbelievable. It's got the TV side on there, the radio side on there. Follow your favorite hosts. You can follow Scott Farrell, Carver High. Get all of the clips that we do from this show. It's just magnificent. In-game odds, scores, news, analytics, highlights. I mean, this app does it all. And go to sportsgrid.com/watch to see all the platforms we're on. Look, Carver High, I think the body of work for Rodriguez is certainly bigger than Sheehan's. And so I think his problem tonight is nerves. In that he failed when he was up before, and they sent him down because he wasn't good. So I think he's probably tripping a little bit. If he can get through, I think the first couple of innings, hopefully he'll pitch better. And certainly with that team around him, as hot as they are, it should help the way they score runs. What about that kid starting, Priester, I told you, in Pittsburgh tonight? I can't wait to watch him pitch.
Quinn Priester will go for the Pirates. Xavien Curry will go for the Guardians. This is at PNC. The Guardians, a road favorite, minus 125, plus 105 for Pittsburgh, flat 9 the total.
I bet on the kid at $1.05. I think it may have been $1.05 all day. I could have sworn it was $1.15 early this morning, but either way, he's a dog, and let's see if he can win in his debut. I see no reason that he can't. He's got great stuff.
Giants off a good weekend in Pittsburgh against the Pirates go to Cincinnati, who are off a bad weekend against the Brewers. Logan Webb, who was excellent, had that complete game shutout in his last start before the break, faces Brandon Williamson for Cincinnati. Reds plus 125 at home. Giants the road favorite, -150, 9.5 the total.
You know, the Reds got shut out in 3 straight games, and then they finally scored runs, but still lost 4-3 on Sunday, right? So they've been swept. They're not playing well. They're not scoring runs. Webb is tough. Williamson isn't. I'm on the Giants. At $1.55, I'm more inclined to lay 1.5.
Marlins look to bounce back after a bad weekend in Baltimore. They go to St. Louis to face the Cardinals. Remember, they took 3 out of 4 from the Cardinals at home a couple of weeks ago. Jesus Luzardo goes for Miami. Nicolas goes for St. Louis. Miami -115. Cardinals -105, flat 8 the total.
So I hear about how hot hitting the Cardinals are as they're 13 games under 500. Shut the F up. I'm on Lizardo and the Marlins. Six ways till Sunday. He's 8-5. And let's just face facts. Mikolas is 500 at best. He's average at best pitcher. I'm done listening to all this stupid Mikolas nonsense. He's awful.
I agree. First place in the American League East visits first place in the American League West in Arlington, and the Rays get Dirty Harry McClanahan back on the mound, of course. Went on the IL right before the All-Star break. Dane Dunning goes for Texas, who's 8-2 with a 2.8 so far this year. Rangers plus 105. Rays the slight road favorite, minus 125. 8.5 the total.
First of all, let me say, Mikolas could win tonight, right? And I still think he sucks, even if he wins tonight and beats the Marlins. I'm going high risk with a Rays. I think it's a real dangerous bet because I think Dunning is incredible. He's 8-2. I think Texas can win this game. I got to be honest with you, after they just swept and after what I saw the Rays, what they've done over the last 3 weeks, I'm surprised they're even favored in the game. And particularly in the fact that Dirty Harry's coming off the IL. They act like he hasn't missed 2 weeks. They act like he's 11-2 and coming in 11-1, whatever, kicking everybody's ass. He hasn't been right with that back for, you know, for 3 weeks. So I think Texas should be the favorite. They're not. I took the Rays. I'm certain I'll get burned.
The first hairdryer city matchup of the night has the Nationals in Chicago against the Cubs. Mackenzie Gore and Drew Smyly is the pitching matchup. Cubbies minus 140 at home. Nats plus $1.15, flat 9 the total.
I mean, Smiley's just got to be Gore. Gore's, you know, Al Gore. He's as bad as Al Gore, okay? So, honestly, it's got to be the Cubs, right? At Wrigley. I mean, they're a lot better at home. I think this team's awful, too. I mean, both of them. And you know what? I got to be honest. I think the Nationals are tougher than people think. They're not good, but they are tough. They give everybody a game every night. If you bet against them all the time, laying a run and a half, you will lose so much money, your wife will sleep with your best friend. Because they cover spreads. They cover 1.5 left and right.
Their pitching sucks, but they're starting to develop some bats. There's guys in that lineup that nobody's ever heard of, like Lane Thomas, and even C.J. Abrams has been hit. Like, they've got young kids that have been hitting in that lineup. So, like you said, it's made them a little dangerous. The other hairdryer city matchup is Detroit in Kansas City against the Royals, where Matt Manning will face Jordan Lyles, who, of course, has been lit up so far this year. Tigers road favorite, minus 135, plus $1.15 for the Royals. 9.5 the total.
I bet on Matt, don't call me Todd Manning again, minus $1.35 in the Tigers.
Boston is in Oakland against the A's. A's have once again found their stride, Scotty. They have lost 7 games in a row. The Red Sox are still trying to figure out who's going to pitch. I've checked 4 places. None of them have a starter. Paul Blackburn is going for Oakland tonight. Red Sox are minus 160 on the road, plus 135 for the A's, 8.5 the total.
I mean, this is Red Sox laying a run and a half, money line, it doesn't matter. Here's another one for you. They could put the ball out on the rubber with no pitcher at all.
Yes, say it doesn't matter.
And still win the game.
It doesn't matter who's pitching. Whoever they want to put up there tonight, I'm still going to be on the Red Sox.
The trainer could pitch.
The Yankees off the bad weekend in Colorado, visit Anaheim, a place that they never win, even when they're good. Griffin Canning goes for the Angels. Luis Severino, who has been putrid this year, goes for the Yankees. Angels minus 134. Yankees plus 115. Flat 9 the total.
What more do you need to know? Canning's going to eat them alive. Severino sucks. They're a huge dog. They never play well in Anaheim. Otani's going to hit 2 home runs tonight. I mean, you can just smell it coming.
We're about to get there, but Otani's on the Tater list for tonight. Finally, Minnesota in Seattle against the Mariners. Sonny Gray against Logan What's Eating Gilbert Grape, who's been really good his last couple times out. Mariners minus 140. Twins plus 115. The low 7.5 total.
I can get Sonny Gray at $1.18 in some houses. I like the Twins here. The Mariners, to me, we had this conversation. You and I are both on them to somehow get into that wild card scenario, get into the mix, six back of the, you know, scene, and then they blew the weekend against Detroit. They just couldn't afford that, and then it happened. So, to me, Seattle's starting to smell like they're dead in the water. And Minnesota's coming off another sweep win. And so I'm going to take Sonny Gray on the road.
There you go. That is tonight's action in MLB. Let me give you the tater time really quickly here. Let's do it. First, Grayson Rodriguez returns for the Orioles. I got to take the best lefty power bat on the Dodgers, Scotty. Plus 310 for Max Muncy to go out at Camden. Kerry Carpenter, who? He's got three homers in the last week for the Tigers, and they're facing Lyles tonight, who gives up a lot of homers. Plus 425. Jorge Soler against Mikolas for the Marlins at plus 325. Lane Thomas, one of those kids on the Nationals I was talking about, hits Smiley very well at 4-1. And Ohtani, plus 240, goes yard off of Severino to finish off.
Ding, ding on Ohtani, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And the BetMGM Swing for the Fences deal. Here's how you get it. Log on to your BetMGM app. Play the free-to-play game from now till September 7th. Be a batter, pick an area in the strike zone so you get like a single, double, triple, home run, pop out, receive the prize associated with that type of hit. Play it once a day. Prizing must be used on MLB and expires in 24 hours. The BetMGM Swing for the Fences deal. Check it out at BetMGM.com. Davis Lee Roth Maddox joins us from Fantasy Sports Today. Saturdays at 8 on Sports Grid with Scoop Mish. Of course, he's on Coast to Coast every day, which is really, at the end of the day, all that matters. Thank God we got him. Davis, let's start with the Cardinals, believe it or not, because I was joking earlier with Carver High that all of these teams are talking about wanting Flaherty, wanting Mikolas, constantly talking about the Cardinals pitching because, you know, Montgomery, I guess there's no way anyone wants doormats. He's so awful. It's not even funny. Liberatore, nobody wants him either. He's awful. I'm trying to figure out, honestly, like I said, I don't want any of them. They don't win. The team doesn't win. Their pitching sucks. Why do I want to go get them? Now, they say every time I turn around, oh, Arenado's not on the table. Goldschmidt's not on the table. Those are the only guys I want, and neither of them are doing anything. What makes them so untradeable when they're both worthless now? I mean, honestly, when you're 13 games under 500, explain it to me because I'm not that stupid.
I mean, I would guess that the idea that they are untradeable from the Cardinals' perspective is because they think they're going to be better next year. I think they're fine to write this season off. For example, like I don't think they would be like I think there's no chance they trade Brendan Donovan, Jordan Walker, Lars Nootbaar. But I would imagine Wilson Contreras, he seems pretty likely to get traded if anyone wants to take Paul DeJong. Now, the reason why someone would want Miles Mikolas, Jordan Montgomery, Jack Flaherty would just be because they're fine. You know, they're fine starting pitchers. None of them are good. I don't think you're going to feel good going into the third game of a playoff series and Jack Flaherty having to start. That's not really the idea. But some of these teams that fancy themselves, you know, really good, World Series champions, you know, whatever, they do have a real hole in their rotation. I think, for example, we could take a look at the Padres and some of the guys who have pitched for them this season, Seth Lugo or Michael Wacha. Although Wacha was really good before he got hurt. I mean, I think that there are multiple teams out there who could just use a fourth or fifth starter who's not going to get crushed every single time. And I don't know, maybe there are some people inside of baseball with Flaherty specifically who believe that if he, you know, the thing with Flaherty was always, oh, well, if he stays healthy, he's really good. He's been healthy, but bad this year. So there's going to be some teams that think that they can fix that for him.
Honestly, I heard today even a rumor about, oh, you know, maybe they'll trade Soto. I was like, are you kidding me? After what they went through to get that guy and pay him, they're going to trade him. And now they're saying, oh, there's an East Coast team that wants him, all this other nonsense. I don't believe that for a minute. Now, I really don't. Like, you know, if I'm running that team, that is the last guy I'm trading. Okay, because you talk about Goldschmidt and Arenado, they're hoping that they turn it around next year. I don't live like that. Like, I think you're right. I think that's the way they are thinking. I don't live that way, though. It's the beginning of the end. When I see guys this bad, what makes you think now next year's just going to be, are they going to be on fire or something next year? No, this is the beginning of people's questioning whether they still got it. That's what happens with baseball players. They go up a mountain and then they go down the other side and it's always bumpy. Now, listen, I agree with you on, frankly, Wacha and Lugo. Lugo's a playoff pitcher, in my opinion, the way he keeps the ball down and no one can hit the ball off the ground. He's a ground ball pitcher. And in the playoffs, is there anything better than a guy that every guy that comes up knocks the ball on the ground and they make plays? These are major leaguers. It is so hard to get a ground ball through the infield now in baseball. It's not even funny. And Wacha has playoff stuff. I don't believe any of those Cardinals pitchers are playoff pitchers. I said to Flaherty earlier, I said they treat him like he's Mike Flaherty. I mean, this guy, they honestly treat this guy, baseball and ESPN, treat him like he's in Cooperstown already. He sucks. Okay, let's calm down on this overrated hack pitcher in St. Louis. I'm done talking about him. I would rather have Wacha and Lugo six ways till Sunday.
I mean, if I was the general manager of one of these teams that was on the outside looking in, I think the only one of these guys I would try and trade for would be Montgomery. I mean, Montgomery's in like a 2-year run of being pretty good, but I hate trading for lefties. Because for the playoffs, it's so easy for every guy to have the platoon advantage against you. Now, Montgomery's been the best of them, but talking about the playoffs specifically, Montgomery comes in, he's going to be up against 9 righties, and it's just much harder to do. Now, obviously, it's different. Like, I'm not saying I don't want to start Clayton Kershaw in a playoff game because he's a lefty, but when we're talking about good starting pitchers, not great starting pitchers, all else being equal, I would prefer a right-hander.
Yeah, that just doesn't make sense to me at all. No one can hit lefties. What are you talking about? You're saying you don't want to start lefties in playoff games when, like, if you have a nasty lefty, how brutal is it for teams to try to hit against them? So I guess we'll never see eye to eye on that. Fair enough. Let me ask you this question. Do you believe, like, listen, here's the last thing I'll say about that. I've always said to people, you want to make money, raise your kid to be a left-hander pitcher. So I know this kid that
a relief pitcher
just won a state championship. Not only did he pitch and get everybody out, throwing his just 4 different pitches, 90 miles an hour, he also had the game-winning hit for the state championship. And the guy's not a hitter. He's a pitcher. And he's a lefty. You want to make it in the majors? Grow up a pitcher and be a left-hander and see how much money you make in the major leagues. They covet left-handers. They live for left-handers. So I've always said, you want to be a running back? Don't be a running back because you'll never make any money in the NFL. So here's another one for you. I said earlier today that the Yankees, Cubs, or the Yankees, Mets, Cubs, and White Sox are all finished. New York and Chicago, the two biggest cities in the country, and they're two of the three biggest cities in the country, and their entire summers are ruined. The baseball season, the Mets announcers act like they win the World Series because they get a walk-off win against the Dodgers. Meanwhile, they lost the series 2-1, got their ass beat, gave up 13 runs, and they win a game 2-1, and they act like they won the World Series. They're out there douching each other with Gatorade cans, and it's embarrassing. And the Yankees, Aaron Boone laughing about, like, he's like, that's a stupid question that we lose to a terrible team. Every team is good in baseball. Bullshack. The Rockies suck, and when you lose a series to them, you suck.
Well, I mean, you can't be losing to the Colorado Rockies if you're a serious baseball team. Losing a series to the Colorado Rockies is just a hallmark of being an unserious team. I mean, the New York Mets are 18 and a half games back of the Atlanta Braves. I mean, just embarrassing stuff. Honestly, even at this time, getting Shohei Ohtani in for the Yankees, it matters in the future, but it wouldn't even matter for this year. It wouldn't even put a dent in the games that they need to be winning, honestly.
All right, let's look at your picks for tonight. I'm surprised with as hot as the Orioles are, and I've told you for a month and a half they're going to win the East. And I think they're going to the World Series. That's how good I think they are. And you said they need another pitcher, and you may very well be right. I think you might be right, but they're really good. You still like the Dodgers to beat them tonight. And then you have the Reds, who are falling apart all of a sudden. They've lost 5 of 6 to the Brewers, and now the Giants go in there. I don't like that play. And the Tigers Royals over 9.5. I think the Tigers win. I'm a little doubtful on the Royals scoring a bunch of runs tonight against Manning. And then you have Prado over the .5 homer. So you got Prado to hit a homer at 7.25. I don't like the picks. I don't. I don't like the Dodgers. I don't like the Reds. You're probably right. You probably hit both of them. Why are you on the Dodgers tonight over the team that's won 8 in a row and they're playing at home?
It's just a price thing. I mean, I think the Dodgers 1-9 are about as good as the Orioles, maybe better, but they have the better bullpen. They have the better starter going tonight. Sheehan has been really good. Grayson Rodriguez, he definitely has the tools. He just really has not started to put it together yet. I am taking the Reds, basically just, again, a price thing. Their offense is so much better than the Giants, and the Giants are not able to take advantage of that ballpark because they don't hit the ball in the air. You got to hit the ball in the air to take advantage of Great American and of Brandon Williamson. Tigers Royals over, honestly, mostly about the Tigers and about the weather. It's about 103 degrees in Kansas City, and Jordan Lyles, the worst starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. Can't believe he's still starting games. So we got the over there, but then just got that Nick Prado +7. I think he should be more like +600. So getting a little bit of value there on him to hit a home run.
Yeah, I like Webb. I don't like Williamson. The Giants tore the cover off the ball in Pittsburgh all weekend, swept their ass. Reds got shut out 3 games in a row before they put up 3 on Sunday, and they still lost. I think they have problems with Webb. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast. Davis, great stuff, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Carver High, let me just ask you that question. Like, you know I love Davis. I almost fell over when he was talking about left-handers in baseball. I don't understand that. Like, are you kidding me? Like, some of the greatest pitchers of all time in postseason history have been left-handers. I don't know what that means. If I, you know, I'm a lefty, and I'll tell you what, like, all I know my whole life is if you got a great lefty, you got problems hitting, okay? That's it. You face a great lefty in the playoffs, you're losing. That's what that is. And so I don't even know what that means. I was like, when he said it, I was like, what? Wait a minute, what? What'd you say?
Yeah, it sounded like he wanted, he preferred the lefties out of the bullpen, coming in, throwing gas in small increments. It seemed like he didn't like them starting the game. Liked him to come in and take care of business in the later innings. It seemed like he'd rather. Lefty reliever, he kept pointing out. We'll make him lefty relievers.
That's fine. I think all lefties are a problem for hitters. How's that sound? I don't.
Yeah, as long as they're good. As righties. Long as they're good. Yeah, as long as they're good.
Don't get me started on rattling off great left-handers that have done well in the postseason in baseball history. Don't get me started. I'll be here all day. Literally, it'll take 5 shows. Famous Seamus McGee is with us from BetMGM, per usual, on a money from Jersey City. Good to see you, Seamus. Let's start with which baseball division races are seeing the most action. Still bet on them as the second half has started off.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me back. It's certainly looking like the AL East right now. I mean, we got a close race in the AL West that's seen some good action as well, but it's really coming down to a lot of people people have been getting on the Orioles all year, and it was a price that was getting pretty big with how well the Rays started off. So they've been pretty much like a 500 ball club since that hot start, and the Orioles just won 8 straight. So starting to see a lot of money come in on that AL East.
I bet on them at 10-1 to win the East. I not only do I think they're going to win the East, I think they'll be in first place by the end of the week. And then they've won 8 in a row. And I also think that, like, right now, you have them at +325 to win the East, right, at BetMGM. So, like, I just don't see what's stopping them from taking over this division. And I got to tell you, the other team that obviously, if the Rays are in the playoffs, they're going to be a dangerous team. Fair enough. They have it all. But I think so do the Jays. They got the hitting. They got the pitching. They're a tough team, too, and they're a playoff team right now as well. How much action are you getting on even Toronto?
Yeah, I know. Our Ontario customers love the Jays, so we see some money come in on them a lot. But you're definitely right. They have a lot of firepower. They can definitely be noisy come playoff time. And the whole division is just so loaded. Last place is 6 games over 500. So it's definitely a division to watch. With the Rays right now, I mean, you bring up that price on the Orioles, but like the Rays, you know what they're capable of, and you know how well managed they are. There's a lot of moves to be made. There's a lot of games to be played, so it's definitely going to be one that comes down to the wire.
Are the surprising teams like the Reds and D-backs struggling now, changing the betting focus? Like, how many people are falling off now? Are you seeing people still betting on those teams after the Brewers kicked their ass, after the Diamondbacks' performance getting swept over the weekend?
I'm going to give it a couple more weeks. It was a bit of a break for a lot of these teams. I think a lot of bettors, the Reds are fun. I think bettors just really like betting this team. They're going out, they're calling up new guys every night. They got another one that's coming up tonight making his debut. So I didn't really think we really saw any action slow down on either team. And I don't expect it to unless we see a catastrophic drop off after the break.
So, you know, what kind of action are you getting on the Giants tonight against them in the Queen City after they got swept and they got shut out 3 games in a row and then finally scored 3 runs on Sunday? How many people are betting on San Francisco after they swept the Pirates coming into Great American tonight?
It's an interesting book. I mean, since we have the sports book in the Great American Ballpark, and you know they've been packing the place with this new team. So we always see a lot of Reds money coming in, but this is a pretty big series when you look at what the outlook NL is going to look like at the end of the season. So it's been a good book for the game. I mean, pretty good handle on this. So I'm looking forward to see what we're going to need tonight.
All right, so I want to see if they can handle it because, like, Davis was just on, and he was on the Dodgers over the O's at Camden. They won 8 in a row, and the Reds are piking, and he was on the Reds over the Giants. And I was like, I kind of am on the other side on both of those. I like the Orioles, and I like the Giants, to be honest with you. What about in Texas? Both of those teams, Texas just swept. The Astros played really tough over the weekend. Last night on Sunday Night of Baseball, you saw them win that game against the Angels. It was crazy. They hit the Bregman home run to left, the Tucker home run to right, then the Tucker catch to end the game. Saturday night was a wild game. Where is all the money in Texas coming from, on the Rangers or the Astros or both?
So right now the book would right now like to see the Astros come away winning that division. You know, the Rangers started red hot. You could have got a really good price on them at the start of the season. And so we were taking a lot of Rangers money all through the season. Then the Rangers started slipping up a little bit. Astros started playing well. So they kind of flipped. Then we were starting getting some Astros money. So it's a really close race right now. Money's coming in right now, even sides as it stands right now. And, you know, it's going to go down to the wire. It should be a good race. I think we should come out looking pretty okay on it, considering how tight it is.
How about the Central in the AL? Are the Ohio bettors giving Cleveland a big push with you guys, even though the Twins are playing better baseball? Again, they just swept over the weekend, and they're in first.
So the AL Central is an interesting one because the Twins have a pretty short price as it is right now. Before the season, we took so much White Sox money. We took a couple big bets in our retail shops on them to win the division, but they have, it looks like they have just zero interest in winning right now. So if you're looking for value, it looks like everyone's picked the Guardians as the team that might be able to maybe steal this division from the Twins. But right now, the Guardians aren't a great result for the book. So we're rooting for the Twins, but I'd say the White Sox was the big liability that we were really wary of, but not anymore.
Yeah, because I just, so we're clear, I said on the show today that the Cubs and White Sox are both finished. The summer in Chicago, they got a better chance to get rain every day than they do those two teams going anywhere, honestly, because neither one of them are going to the playoffs. So a lot of the top five teams in the odds to win the National League are from the East or the West. Which division, the NL East or the NL West, is getting more of the action with you guys?
It's a tricky one because you always get a lot of Dodgers money. Arizona, we saw a ton of D-backs money come in. But lately, I think you're starting to see a lot more NL East money come in. You know, the Braves have been one of the best teams in baseball. They've been the best team in baseball over the past 2 months. The Phillies are starting to get a little hot. And even the Marlins have really picked up their, in terms of handle, how much money they're starting to see on them to win the NL.
Wow. All right. So you have to get all the way to number seven to see a team that's not in the AL East or West in the American League odds. Is anyone even bothering to pick a Central team to win the AL? We just talked about the Twins, whatever, but they're not getting picked to win the American League pennant.
I haven't seen a bet on an AL Central team to win the pennant in a couple weeks, I feel like, across my desk. It's been loaded with AL East teams, and it's been loaded with the Astros and the Rangers, and then the Angels sparingly.
So let's talk about the Women's World Cup. The U.S. is favored heavily, and then England is the other choice, right? And then does it worry you at all that they've won back-to-back and they're going for, what, three? And then everyone thinks it's automatic. And if there's anything I know in, like, World Cup soccer, I don't care if it's men's or women's, nothing is automatic.
I tend to lean more towards it is automatic for this one. I can't see them losing this. But we'll see. England's really good. This is the best. England just won the Euros either last year or 2 years ago. So, I mean, most of the action we're seeing obviously is on USA, but the number's still short. So until we see a huge bet come in, which I doubt we'll see until probably that Thursday or Friday when the tournament starts, it's really just going to be USA money. The games, we'll see some good action. It's on national TV. It's something different to bet on. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of USA money, a lot of overs. If you remember the last USA opening round game, they won by what, 13 goals, and this, they play Vietnam in the first game. So I expect to see a lot of that.
Do people bet actually? Do you get a lot of betting on the Women's World Cup, and do you get a lot of betting on the WNBA?
WNBA last week, we saw an increase in it just because of the All-Star break. And, you know, I actually like what they did last week where they had two day games on that Wednesday when there was just no sports on. It was a big slate of WNBA. But no, I see bigger amounts bet on the WNBA every year than I do this. So it's definitely going in the right direction.
So you guys took a 20 grand bet on Marty Truex today for some race in NASCAR. Someone would have to hit me over the head with a frying pan to even know that there was a NASCAR race today. I don't follow it. Do you guys get a lot of action on NASCAR betting?
Depends on the state. You go to Tennessee, we'll get a lot of money there. Vegas, I think we see a decent chunk of money come out of Vegas on the NASCAR. And we have a handful of clients who, obviously, we let someone bet 20 grand on that. We know him pretty well. We let him bet that much with us. But yeah, we'll see some big bets. Usually they come like day of the race or right before qualifying, you know, things of that nature. But yeah, we'll see bets like that size on NASCAR every now and then.
What did that cost you a lot? What did he win the race? Did that cost you guys a lot of money?
Yeah, it was one of our only losing races of the year because of that bet. But you know, NASCAR's been really good to us this year. So, you know, you pay the man, it was a good bet, and we move on to the next week.
So here's a running joke on the show. I bet on Marty Truex in every single race for 4 years. Because I don't care. And I'm like, I'll take Marty Truex in every race. Carver High's like, there's a NASCAR race Sunday. I'm like, give me Marty Truex. And then he has won a couple of races for me. I will say that. How much money did you guys make on Alcatraz beating the Joker?
It's a great result for us. You know, I mean, I thought that price on Alcaraz was a little. I thought there was some value on him going into it. And then you know, he wipes the Djokovic goes up one set, and you know, he's in a bunch of parlays. Everybody likes betting the Joker at Wimbledon. And then when Alcaraz went up 2-1, you saw a lot of money in play come in on Djokovic. So that really gave us a big number that we hit on for Alcaraz winning that.
I can't wait to see the betting this week on the Open Championship, how fantastic it'll be at Royal Liverpool. And I'm looking forward to it. It's the only major that matters in my book. Famous Seamus McGee at BetMGM. Good job, brother. We'll see you next week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another exciting edition of Today in Carver High History.
Start today in 1941. Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak comes to a close in Cleveland, 1963. Davey DeBuscher hits a single off Benny Daniels for his first and only MLB hit, 1978. Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson fight in the Yankees dugout after Jackson refuses to bunt, causing Martin to suspend Jackson. That was a fun one. 83, Tom Watson defends his title at the British Open. One-stroke win over Andy Bean and Hal Irwin, his third British Open win. 1990, Minnesota Twins become the first team in Major League history to turn two triple plays in the same game.
Come on.
But they still lost to the Red Sox 1-0. 94, Nick Price claims his second of three major titles, won the British Open by one. 94, after no score through extra time, Brazil beats Italy 3-2 on penalties to win the World Cup. That one was here in America. Here we go.
Roberto Baggio, the savior of Italy throughout this tournament. To the spot, has hardly moved. Italy are dejected. The delight from the Brazilians. It all started with Baresi's missed penalty right at the start and ended with Baggio's missed penalty at the finish.
Poor Baggio.
How about that? Baggio. 2005, Tiger won his 10th major. He won the British Open. 11, Darren Clark. Big upset won the British Open. 2011, Japan beat U.S. 3-1 on penalties to win the Women's World Cup. 16, one of my favorite opens ever. Henrik Stenson becomes the first Scandinavian male. Shot a 63, 20 under. A great back and forth with Mickelson to win the British. 2018, AL beats the NL in the All-Star Game. And 1 year ago today, Cameron Smith won the British Open. He returned the claret jug this morning over at Royal Liverpool. Had to hand it back.